You are listening to the Hey Kids Comics Radio Show, broadcast through the facilities of Trent Radio on 92.7 CFFF FM in Peterborough, Canada.
Hey kids!
Look, up in the sky! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's dance off, bro! Me and you!
Hello and welcome to Hey Kids Comics. I'm Dan Collins.
Hey there, this is Martin Bruda.
Chris Gilbert.
I'm Adam Bishop.
I'm Chris Ellis.
I'm the Hey Kids Comics Desperado.
I'm Batman.
Who's a villain in Captain Canuck?
What does he do?
Taking our maple syrup, eh?
I'm gonna chuck my hockey puck in my ear bottle at you. Take off, you hoser.
Gwenpool. I mean, Spider-Gwen, the whole heat and stuff. This is gonna be worth a few bucks.
And nobody wanted it.
The biggest bane to my existence right now is Shield number 9.
When you're trying to come up with an offensive movie that you want to reclaim, it's time to segue into the next porn comic segment, Adam.
How can you not have seen Airplane? What are you guys, young?
I talked to him directly, so I got a mass order. So I have like a good 5-inch stack inside my comic box.
Right on.
That's below average.
Halt! Smash!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Hey Kids Comics Radio Show. I am Martin Bruda, and with me today are...
Adam Bishop.
Chris Gilpin.
And Dan Collins.
That went about 3,000 times smoother than what we just tried a few minutes
ago. Join our Patreon to hear the outtakes.
Oh my God, yes.
the after show and the other stuff that we really, really don't want anyone to actually hear.
I could swear right now to make Martin have to edit it and just add a bleep.
Martin, you'll end up swearing anyways, so.
Oh, it's true.
Probably. What's that? What did Greg, not Greg Kilhorn, that was... the Late Late Show.
Ferguson. We all know there's only one late night king, and that is Mike Bullard.
Craig Ferguson.
Oh. I think.
Why do we even try? We should just do what my parents do. You know that the guy who was in that thing. You know his name. He's that fellow. He has that girl that he does that thing with. You know which one I'm talking about. That guy.
Do you know what she was talking about?
Unfortunately, I did. It was Lawrence Welk. So we're running a little bit delayed. Adam decided last minute he has to go to...
No, oh, yeah. I went to Grey Guardian Games to grab one comic, and that was hours ago, so I was on time. That was somebody else.
I don't know.
Martin.
Yeah. Maybe.
So yes, graphic novel trade paperbacks and hardcovers are back at Dollarama after a little bit of a drought after Christmas.
Yeah.
More closeout stuff, but interesting nonetheless. And now I'm finding that I have a few holes in my graphic novel collection. For some reason, I missed Action Comics Volume 3 from the New 52 series in Dollarama. So I'm missing that. That's missing a few.
You know that this was their intent all along.
Yeah.
Because now the completists have to pay full price or more than full price on eBay or Amazon for these filler holes.
Yeah, how's that Star Trek collection going?
I've got a lot, but nowhere near the whole set. Isn't there like 60 of those things?
It's a lot.
And my understanding is they're doing a Marvel graphic novel thing in England now with that Eagle Moss or it is Eagle Moss, isn't it? Yeah. So you can go out and get like all sorts of graphic novels from Marvel. So I'm expecting those to hit Dollarama next year. But yeah,
they came back with a vengeance.
Sorry,
like there was none. They came back with a vengeance. There was none, and then, like in the last 2 days, you picked up what 20 something.
Yeah, definitely. I think to be honest with you, they just had the Christmas rush, and everybody was buying stuff like nonsense. And then they had the Christmas decorations and all that sort of stuff. So they were concentrating on that. And what I noticed is quite a few of the stores have kind of reorganized a little bit, moved things around a little bit, changed their stores around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like the one by Winners Plaza
did
a bit of a renovation and stuff like
this.
And I think now they're just opening up boxes that used to be in the back. And the one place, where did you go, Chris, when you first pointed it out?
Brookdale Plaza.
Yeah, the Brookdale Plaza one. I went the same day to go pick up those ones that I saw in the folder that you didn't take. And the lady behind the counter was like, these are popular. So I don't know if it's just because you walked out with a stack and I walked out with a stack and nobody else did. And she just thought, ooh, that's a lot of nerds buying comic books. Two of them. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Or they don't know you guys by name yet, though?
No.
Just say they're for grandkids.
I almost got kicked out of one once. So some of the Dollaramas don't have a stock room, so they keep their stock in boxes on top of the shelves. So at the one Dollarama, I saw the box that said Marvel graphic novels. I just grabbed the box, pulled it out, opened it, started leafing through it. Employee came by and she said, "Hi, is there anything I can help with?" I'm like, "No, I'm taking a look here and I'll put it back when I'm done." She goes, "Okay," and walks off. I did that at another one and I was reaching for the box. And,
hey, you can't do that. What are you doing? Don't touch that. That'll fall on you and then you'll sue us. Don't touch that.
Yeah. I was like, okay. I see how this is. So I just waited until she got busy. Was that I just waited until she got
was
busy.
Was that the one was, up by you?
Yeah. And waited until she got busy in, at front counter and then went in the back and came back up there. The big huge stack. She's like looking.
She's like, "I know what you did, but I can't prove it."
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go check the tapes.
Okay, Karen. Go check the tapes. But yeah, I bought a bunch. And I guess I stayed away from the Superman Wonder Woman's and the Superman Batman's. But I couldn't help it this time. They were here. So now I have Superman, Wonder Woman 3 and 4, Batman, Superman 3 and 4. So now I need 1 and 2. So like Adam says, I'll probably be hitting even. See what we can find.
Did you grab me that Teen Titans hardcover volume 2?
Yeah. No, I didn't see it. But I did see volume 1 in hardcover. So the one out by me has volume 1 in hardcover and volume 1 in softcover and all the volume 2. Oh, they were indeed closed that day that I said I was going to pop back out.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So yeah, I was at the door going, "Open up, Chris needs his book! Open the door!
I know who you are! I remember you!
We have pictures of you!
I'm not opening the door! You're going to sue us if the box falls on your toe!"
Anyways,
oh man, I'm old. I'm allowed to be cranky and crotchety. I'm allowed to do the whole "Huh? What? Yeah.
What? Where am I?
Huh? Do I have pants on?"
Did you?
I think I did. Yeah.
Oh boy.
Other than that, what else is there to chat about?
How about Superman 78 and Batman 89?
Did you? Oh, sorry. Why don't you tell us, Chris, what you're referring to before I stomp all over you with the little bit of news that I heard about it?
Well, from what I understand, it's digital, for starters. It's not in print, but they're taking up the story after the classic movies. Apparently, Superman 78 is actually after Superman Returns, from what I've seen, with Brendan Routh. Batman 89... Well,
they did that with Wonder Woman, right? And then the crossover, Wonder Woman and Bionic Woman. Let me tell you, that was a trifecta of just the right time of... Anyways, we won't even get into that. But I was reading that the Batman 89 book will feature Robin.
Oh.
And there is a little bit of an explanation as to why Robin was...
Oh, okay. What's that?
So, I didn't read that part. I just saw the headline. But just like all of DC's digital first, it's going to come out digitally, 99 cents a week. You can read it that way, or eventually it's going to hit Dollarama as a hardcover. So
yeah. So I take Batman 89 takes place after the second Batman movie?
I would think so.
Yeah.
It's Michael Keaton's likeness, as far as I know, that I saw.
Yeah, and they're trying to get Christopher Reeve's likeness here, too. So that's kind of cool.
I'm getting them for sure. But probably not as singles when they come out as singles, but as a trade or a hard.
Yeah. Yeah. So I started reading one of the trades I picked up finally. Avengers Ultron Forever.
I think I have that one.
Drawn by
Alan. I'm pretty sure I saw it in your pile at least once, maybe twice.
It's an interesting cast of character that Victor Von Doom pulls out from different time periods to help fight Ultron in the future. It's Hulk before the Avengers, Captain America, who is Luke Cage and what's her name's daughter? Help me out here, people.
No, not Jubilee. What's her name?
from this TV series. Come on. Anyways, Jessica Jones. Jessica Jones is Luke Cage's daughter. She's
yeah, but didn't she have a code name? What was her code name?
I have no help for you guys right now.
Captain America.
She had a really bad. She had a really bad costume. No, Jessica Jones.
Oh.
She had that white costume with the pink jewel or something like that, or
yeah, I can't remember either. Anyways, Rhodes is Iron Man back when he was Iron Man. Thor from some point when he had a yellow beard. The female Thor and Vision and Black Widow. So it's an interesting cast of characters.
This sounds like fun.
Yeah,
I definitely missed that the first time around. When it was a comic book, but I'll be delving into that. My estimate with all of my graphic novels now that I haven't read is I'll probably get to that one in 2032.
Yep, that's right. I have a fraction of what you have, and I will probably read them all.
2032 is also the year, coincidentally, that Adam is going to pull that Christmas decoration down.
That's right. Never coming down.
It's not like it's outside lights. Just reach up and yank it down. Oh, man.
So what's the point of continually buying all of these series, Smarty, if you're not going to read them for another 10 years?
It's to sell them on Facebook for $10 a piece. That's what you're going to do with them.
That turdling. Oh, my gosh. Let me answer question one before I rant about comment two. Honestly, it's collectoritis. It's bargain hunting, goofball stupidity. It's, oh, look, another thing for me to fill my shelves with. But I do honestly, like, I am getting the ones that I want to read. I'm not grabbing everything. So I'm hoping I'll actually read them eventually. I've already, I think I've gone through about five so far.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's also as close as you can get to bin diving right now.
Yep. It is indeed, you know. Yeah. The Dollarama is open because they sell grocery. You can go in there and socially distance sort of and grab some goodies. So we'll see how it goes. I do have a milk crate full of doubles. not all from Dollarama, I must admit.
Oh, okay.
But I have been switching to hardcovers here and there. So whenever I find a hardcover for sale, like I bought the Dark Knight Returns as a hardcover. So I have two of my Dark Knight Returns in the milk. Somehow I managed to get an extra set of Pitiful Human Lizard trades. So they're in the milk crate. I don't know how I did that. Fourth Planet came out this week from Chapter House / Lev Gleason as a trade paperback. And somehow I ordered it online at Lev Gleason and I ordered it at the comic shop. So I'm going to have two copies of that.
You're keeping your tradition up at least.
Yeah. That's right.
So one of those copies is going to end up in the milk crate sale / recycle / regifting. Mm-hmm. But hopefully, Dan, I'm going to read them all. Yeah. As far as point number two go. Our beloved listeners may not know this, but I have a very annoying habit of getting thrown out of Facebook groups. Usually because I told an administrator to pound salt. and I get triggered a lot. In other groups. So Adam's talking about a buy and sell group in particular where a fellow was trying to sell, surprisingly, the Superman and Wonder Woman trade paperbacks that I now need for $10 a copy. And I just happened to ask politely if the Dollarama sticker was still on the back of the book, because that would affect condition. You know, sometimes when you're peeling these stickers off with your fingernails, you're leaving a little groove and stuff. They're not mint. So I just asked nicely, are the Dollarama stickers on there still? The $10 books you're trying to sell that everybody else is getting for kumquat, you Mandarin orange, you, I don't know. I need.
Yeah.
And he took down the post, put it back up so that my comment wasn't there, and posted the current price for those books at Amazon, saying this is what I paid for them when I got them.
No mm-hmm. receipt, just screenshots of the listings, which does not count.
No. Nope. Now I wanted to say. but I refrained and just quit the group anyways, was before I get into more trouble, because we all both know who the admin is. At.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought Thou Shall Not Be Named would not be admitting groups anymore.
I have no idea. It doesn't matter. There's no hostility there. There's no problem there. But I just left the group rather than be a jerk and respond back with, well, so the New Mutants 98 that you bought for $1.75, you're selling that for, since that's what you got it for? Like, I don't care what price you got it for. This is the value. If you want $10 for books that are at $3 each at Dollarama, I'm sorry, but now that I'm missing those, I guess I'm his. Maybe I gotta go back and.
I know I posted. Oops, go ahead, Dan.
That's because I checked the Amazon listings first, though.
I did get burned with that, though. I am missing Action Comics number 3, and I did see it on Amazon, and I wasn't paying too much attention, and I ordered it, and it came in, and it's a hardcover, and all the rest are softcover. My OCD is triggered.
Just if you. Like, take an X-Acto knife inside of it, you can cut it out of the hardcover, and then you can print up a sleeve to put around it.
There I thought of that.
Whatever you say, Hannibal Lecter.
I thought of that. I thought maybe I'd try something like that, but I don't know.
A picture to you guys mentioning that I finally got my Beast Wars comic. So Transformers Beast Wars number 1 is out from IDW. So if you're a Transformers guy, like, grab it. Chris, are you grabbing this one?
No. No.
What?
No. Is it the first time that Beast Wars have been in comics?
No. IDW did do a series that went parallel with the TV show, but it was like on a different like plane of time. I think I talked about it on here once. Mm. But yeah, this is the second Beast Wars series. So I'm super pumped because I think it's a retelling, maybe, like maybe alternate universe. But yeah, I'm super excited to read it. And it's a double thick issue, $6 US. I have no idea what I pay for a Canadian. Because I also picked up, while I was at Grey Guardian Games, an expansion for a board game, which I own. If I didn't own the expansion, it was on the 40% off table. And I'm like, oh, shit, I would pay full price for this. Don't say this evening.
There you go. So you've watched season 2 of Earth Wars, or Earth yes. Rising, sorry.
Yeah, I am caught. During quarantine, while at work, during the slow periods, I had a chance to watch season 1 one day and season 2 the next day. So that's what I did. And it's amazing. It's like Transformers for a new generation. If you're a kid and you're like, I don't know who Optimus Prime is, this is your introduction. This is a soft reboot, a C-boot. You know what you're going to get if you're an adult, and you're super excited if you're a kid.
Yeah. Well, I didn't. So it is playing out. The first 2 seasons are like a prequel almost, right? Because spoilers, if you haven't seen it already, too bad. They crash on Earth in prehistoric times.
Yeah.
Which is kind of what they did in the cartoon, right? They crashed in the past.
Yeah. Even during season 1, Bumblebee and Optimus don't know each other, so I'm just so this is like going like way back, far, far back.
Yeah, because Bumblebee was an independent.
Yep.
He wasn't an Autobot or a Decepticon.
But yeah, Optimus still looks like the Mack truck, like, or whatever type of truck it is, a transport truck driving around on Cybertron. Like, they don't really reference that. They don't need to.
Yeah, no.
I know in this comic book, I can't remember what the name is, but Beast Wars Megatron, they talk to him using his original name before he's like, call me Megatron from now on. It's like, this is now my name. So yeah, there's more of origin stories in this. So
first appearance of Steve?
First appearance of Megatron as somebody. A key issue. I'm going to have to slab this.
Yeah. And he's a dinosaur, right, in Beast Wars? Or
yeah, he's a T-Rex.
T-Rex, yeah.
Yeah, even the first episode of Beast Wars, you get to see Megatron in the shadows where he doesn't have all the beast components. He is just a robot. So, he's just going to be a robot before he gets, like, all dinoed out, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Dan, what's new with you?
Nothing. Zero. I was saying, you know, the only comics, so... If we go back 4 or 5 shows, I bought a whole bunch of Marvel Masterworks digitally, and I've been reading those one comic a night for the last like 2 months. So I've been reading a lot of Hulk comics. Mm-hmm. So I'm on, I bought four Hulk Masterworks because I thought maybe Cooper would like them. He's not interested. However, I have started reading these every night before bed. I'll get into bed and cuddle with my tablet and read a little Hulk story about smashing things and go out to sleep and have wonderful dreams. So
Dan wakes up, smash.
Dan wakes up with his fist in the wall and he's like, oh, too much Hulk.
Now, okay, so is this Hulk taking place before Avengers or is this kind of during Avengers type thing?
This is the first Marvel Masterworks is his first six issues right before. And then he was not in his own comic for a while. And when he comes back, it's Tales to Astonish. And he references that he's been an Avenger in the time period between the two series. So,
okay. Because I'm reading that trade paperback with the Hulk before the Avenger. And one of the bad guys uses Captain America's shield and cuts off his head.
The Hulk's head?
Cuts off the Hulk's head. So everyone thinks he thinks he's dead. And a few minutes later, the body starts to wiggle and Bruce's head pops out of his chest, like the human head pops out of his chest. And they're like, what the heck is that? And then the Hulk picks up his head and puts it back on.
This is amazing. And that's exactly why I love Silver Age comics.
Yeah. Well, and then it referenced something. It says, see Hulk issue number 6 or something when he's trying to explain it to them. So that's what maybe reminded me.
No, like I've read issue 6, but I definitely don't remember anything happening that would be worth referencing in a situation like that. Do you know what issue it is that you were reading?
It's the Ultron Forever Avengers.
Yeah. Book. Like, does it list what the individual issues are?
Yeah, he's talking about how he was different back then. Well, as he is using gamma ray machine to control the change, trying to bring some order to it. And then it says, as seen in the old days, most notably Hulk number 6.
Okay. They tell you to go back like 40 years. Look back 40 years ago to what we're talking about.
Can you see Banner's head there protruding out of the Hulk's chest?
Yes. Amazing.
I was like, what? And it didn't go back in. He's running around with two heads now.
Amazing.
My name is Bruce. What's going on?
Yeah, I don't think that's how it works.
But he's smart. Like the Hulk is smart. He talks normally. Is that what you found with the issues you read, Dan?
The Hulk, okay, you know how in the Silver Age, like they were constantly rebooting and retooling everything, right? Yeah. So some issues, the Hulk has Bruce Banner's intellect while he's the Hulk. And then the next issue, you know, he'll get dosed with a microscopic amount of gamma rays. And that's too much. And now he's just the wild raging Hulk and Bruce Banner doesn't even exist anymore. And, you know, there was whole issues where you don't even see Bruce Banner. Like it's whatever. I think the rule of thumb is whatever that issue needs to make the story move forward is what happens and what is now canon.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
but I've been really enjoying the Hulk and it's made me kind of mad because I'm not at a point in my life financially where I can go out and pick up some old Hulk issues, but I really want to like start collecting some old Hulk now. So that sucks.
Well, at least you got the ones you read.
Yeah. But I'm a collector, damn it. I want the actual issues.
Must have Hulk.
Yes.
Must have Hulk.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to get past seeing Banner's head out of Hulk's chest as he's walking around.
This is not his armpit or someplace else.
Yeah.
like that in Mars movie. Oh, why do I even bother? Why I can't remember anything.
Mars Attacks.
Oh, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, Total Recall.
Total Recall.
Total Recall.
The
Red Planet?
The creature that in his chest.
Guado.
Guado, yeah.
He's like,
that's turn on the reactor.
That's a good Guado movie. Have we talked about the commentary for that movie? Do you guys know about it? I think we did.
Oh, is that the one where Arnold Schwarzenegger like literally just narrates what's happening.
Does play by play what's happening on the screen.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's me walking down the hallway.
Oh, right now Sharon Stone's make me not look at the TV, but I can see it. Can't fool me.
Oh man.
So Dan, yes. Comic Link is currently auctioning comics. Get comics at Comic Link.
How much am I spending?
Incredible Hulk, number one, CGC 7.0.
Jesus. I'm gonna say $30,000.
Now, before you go into it, there's 6 days remaining in the auction. We all know a lot of action happens at the end. But what is you're saying 30,000 6 days in? 6 days left? 42,000.
Wow.
And number two, 9.4. Number two, 9.4. Second highest graded, $15,750. So I think you might be stuck with the books that you got.
What about a 0.5 of number one?
Yeah, they don't have.
That's still probably 10 grand.
Chris.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
The barn.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
Selling off all my marbles that I didn't think anybody wanted. You're the guy who bought all of them, aren't you?
A couple, not all of them.
Oh, I'm thinking you bought all of them. Did you pick up my Incredible Hulk 102?
No, definitely not.
Okay, because there's an Incredible Hulk 102. Granted, it's 9.8. And for those of you who don't know the significance of Incredible Hulk 102, the Incredible Hulk got canceled. What was it, Dan? Six issues?
6 issues originally, yep.
Yeah, so after 6 issues, it got canceled. And they brought him back in one of those Tales to Astonish.
Yeah.
One of those other horror-type books that Marvel was using because of a publishing... A printing deal that they had with DC. They were only allowed X number of books on the shelf. So they had all these team up books that they had. And then he got his own title back, but for some reason they kept the numbering of that old series, not Incredible Hulk. So the second big premiere issue of Incredible Hulk is, so he came back. That's at $4,544 right now with 6 days. You can get Hulk 120 for $280.
Yeah. It's all craziness.
Hulk 180. I remember buying Hulk 180 in a fit of rage over the proper first appearance of the Incredible Hulk. And I was just so mad. I went on eBay and I bought the very first copy I could find. And I don't know how much I paid. $100, $75, $60 US plus shipping, whatever it was. It was definitely around the $100 Canadian mark. $3,800 for a 9.0. That's bonkers.
And we all know you meant to say first appearance of Wolverine, not Incredible Hulk.
Yes, sorry.
Yeah.
I misspoke. First appearance of Wolverine. See, I'm so traumatized by it. I can't even verbalize.
I actually bought my very first, I have not received it yet, my very first comic book page, the inked page, from page 18, issue number 4 of the Waterworld Children of Leviathan comic book series.
Nice!
So I'm waiting for it in the mail right now. I have the tracking number. It's not here yet. It's not in the US. But yes,
where'd you find that?
Anthony's comic?
Yep.
Yeah, Anthony's. At Anthony's. Super nice. Yeah, so that's in the mail. I'm going to buy another copy of Waterworld number 4, and I'm going to cut the page out and cut the cover off and then have it all framed together.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Put that sucker on the wall.
I'm going to buy just multiples of all those books and cut the pages out and post them places.
There you go.
Oh, and then it was only 107. Oh, no, not 170. Jesus. It was 105 US after shipping, so... Yeah, I'm pumped to get it. And it's a beautiful page, too. It's the Mariner cutting open Leviathan's stomach and his guts spilling out. So, yeah, it's the only Waterworld page I could see online. So, yeah, I grabbed it, of course.
Nice. Oh, yeah, all these prices now with the cards, the trading cards.
Oh, my gosh. What the hell is going on there?
I can kind of see the comics and the first appearances and stuff. But these 90s cards, why have they exploded so much?
I truly believe it's because people think they're valuable. Then they sell them online. Then people buy them because they think they're valuable.
Yeah.
But, are they really? I posted that thing about the X-Force cards, which all those cards in that X-Force series, that came out the same year as X-Force, that's all New Mutants artwork. There's not a single X-Force piece of artwork in there. Yeah. So technically, like Martin said, that cover of New Mutants 98 as a card could be Deadpool's first appearance in a card, if you even care about that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But complete sets with all the holograms and stuff like that are like in a couple of years. I don't even know when is the bubble gonna break. Who like?
It will for sure.
Hopefully after we're dead.
Well, I think it's gonna be a lot sooner than that. But
oh yeah, well the Deadpool cards, it's already starting to fall from what I've seen.
Yeah. I've seen it
drastically.
Basically, it's exactly the same as that GameStop thing. A couple of guys decide to get into something, and word of mouth happened, and it went viral. And then all of a sudden, people like mods of certain Facebook groups that we won't name are like, well, I can maybe buy this for $20 and sell it for $30, and that's $10 of profit for me. So that's great. So they're buying it, and then all of a sudden, well, maybe I can make $5 on the next one I buy because the price is still going up. And when you're done, somebody has Darkhawk number one that they paid $700 for. Yep.
My friend was telling me that a guy on eBay was selling that Deadpool card. He had, I feel like, over 100 sold with over 250 remaining. And he just told people, like, yeah, I have, like, long boxes of X-Force number one. Like, all bag, like, multiple long boxes. So the card's not rare. People are just stupid.
Yeah, it's not rare at all.
That's the new motto of this show. It's not rare. People are just stupid.
Yeah, yeah, it's bonkers. It's
the only thing crazy. Rare is intelligence.
Wow, wow.
But I think it's the younger generations, right? It's not anyone who lived through the 90s, like... These aren't the people that are driving up these prices because they've been through a bubble bursting and they don't want to do it again, I wouldn't think.
Either that or they're thinking to themselves that they can be smarter this time around and be at the beginning before the bubble bursts.
Yeah, I used to buy those books from the convenience store, and then you would buy packs of stickers and you'd fill in the picture on the book of like X-Men and Spider-Man. And being an adult, you look at that, and he's like, why would I waste my money on that? That's dumb. There's no point in even doing that. It's like, I gotta fill this book. There's holes. I need to get stickers and put them in there. And then you just complete the scene. Like, there's no point in these things whatsoever. Yeah. And the cards, I guess you could say it's the same, but...
The only thing I'll say about the Series 1 card is a lot of them are done by a certain artist. Mr. Adams, Arthur Adams. Mm. He did a bunch of them. And those are the ones that I focused on. I do have at least one complete set of those cards.
Sell.
Sell, I know.
Sell.
Can't sell anything. Unless it's double.
Yeah.
How far away are you from completing, like, just any set right now for Adams?
Oh, he's pumping out issues and covers. He's doing The Walking Dead. That's the only one I'm really getting, the covers. He's got alternate covers for Strange Academy, Future State, DC's Future State, and Miracle Man. Miracle Man? No, not Miracle Man. Oh, I'll think about it. But it's another series. I just can't keep up. He's pumping these things out so fast. I just can't do it.
Well, the guy's gotta make a living.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know how he does it. Such detail, and he's just pumping them out. So fast.
That's why he does covers, right? Because it's easy to do one page a month.
He can't,
or 2 pages a month. Now try doing 20 pages.
Yeah, he can't do a comic anymore. There's just no way.
Have you got to meet him at a convention yet?
Oh, please don't ask that question.
Oh, I'm sorry. I take it back.
He came in two years ago, and I had tickets and then some work crap happened and I missed the show.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. Fortunately, I had a couple good friends that were there and they brought me back some Arthur.
My friend was in Montreal and he got me an 8.5x11 inch picture autograph by Christopher Lambert because I couldn't go. And it says like to Adam, like Christopher Lambert. And I'm like, wish I could have been there. Would have loved to have been like, can I touch your sword? But
yeah. Security.
But yeah, no, and I have it, but it's not the same. It's not the same.
Yeah,
and I touch.
It's better than nothing.
Hopefully, he'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one I was trying to say was Ultraman. The Trials of Ultraman. He's doing covers for that, too. But I just can't keep up with it.
Well, there's a lot of it, for sure. Holy moly.
If he's only doing covers, does he do the backgrounds as well? Or is he like lazy Rob Liefeld where it's white backgrounds?
No, he does very detailed backgrounds. Yeah.
I don't know how he does Rob Liefeld.
It is. Rob and Todd, let's be fair, Todd's done the white backgrounds. Just put some characters on here. We don't need backgrounds, just white.
Yeah.
Gives me more space to autograph when you bring in for me to sign on my cruise. Try some more baseballs.
Oh, you're killing me.
Now,
I could take a road trip to Las Vegas on March the 5th, where he's doing a private signing. Torpedo Comics.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah. That's not going to happen. Even if there wasn't a pandemic, it still wouldn't happen.
Chris is on Adam's watch.
I'm on his fan page on Facebook for sure.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Did you get a sketch of Combo Man? They're like, do you do Combo Man? They're like, what?
What? Who's that?
Nobody remembers Combo Man. I don't know why.
Who the heck is Combo Man?
The snacks. The combo snacks? And it was Magneto's like, yeah. the slivers of each superhero and villain. That was Combo Man.
I remember now.
See?
Oh, yeah. I got him here. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Oh, I love camp. It was like a contest to name all the parts. And one of them, like, the answers are out there, but, like, the one, I'm like, I've never even heard of this person.
Oh, yeah. He's got everybody in there, eh?
Yeah. And some no-names by his legs, I think.
Yeah. Nice.
Complicated.
Jeez.
That's crazy. Huh.
It'd be a good Arthur Adam picture, though, for sure. Nice.
I have another book. I guess this is on the top of my read pile right now. It was lent to me by my friend Cody's girlfriend, Andrea. It is The Day the Law Died. It's a little Judge Dredd, I don't know, almost like a pocketbook.
Right on.
But yeah, like everyone loves Judge Dredd. How can you not? Yeah. And Judge Fish is on there because they made the Fish the chief of police at one point in the comic series.
Nice.
It's like, you can't arrest me. I'm not in charge. It's the Fish. And he has like a little badge on his like tank.
Does it say if it was reprinted from a previous issue or
this?
Yeah,
this is la la. Say something interesting. I have no idea.
No clue. None whatsoever.
Yes, it is, was originally serialized in 2080 progs 86 to 108.
I always thought they're number.
Yeah, it's so many stories. It's a little time. And then Judge got his own magazine eventually.
I'm trying to download a picture for you guys, Arthur Adams Judge Dredd picture. I don't know if you've seen it, but I'll post it on our anyways. I just watched the remake. How do you feel about the remake? I just watched that again the other
Which one? Just Dredd?
Yeah, Carl.
I love that. That was great.
They didn't take the helmet off, and that made it even better.
That was awesome. Like, mm-hmm. Judge Dredd with Sylvester Stallone was an okay popcorn kind of adventurish, you know.
Well, if it's got Rob Schneider in it, it's going to be corny, right?
Yeah. So it was fine. You know, it's okay. I'm not dear to the source material enough to be like, that's not my Dredd. But Dredd itself with Carl Urban, oh my gosh. And Lena, is it Lena or Leia? No, it's Lena Headley.
Yeah. Oh.
Game of Thrones. that was a good movie. I like that. And there's gore everywhere, and it was exactly what you expect from like Simon Bisley or something like that, as far as you know, his Judge Dredd art. I like it.
I don't know how the rookie survived without a helmet. I guess it blocks her telepathic abilities.
Blocks her mental psyops. I thought it was great. I really did.
Excuse me. When they get that big gun out near the end and they're just... like the bullets are just flying everywhere.
See, now I gotta go watch that again.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, you guys.
I've never seen it.
What?
Never seen it?
No, but you know what I did have seen?
What have you seen, Dan?
Pulling an Adam segue here. I've been watching WandaVision. Should we talk about WandaVision on air for once?
Oh my gosh, WandaVision.
We only talk about it after the show.
I'm smitten.
Wait, I haven't seen any of the episodes, guys.
Oh.
It's fine. I don't care.
I'm smitten.
I've read all the spoilers.
Yeah. I think it's a,
smitten
think
with it's... that Halloween costume.
Yeah. With her in general. Oh my goodness. Like, I know, first off, you know, half my age plus seven. So I'm disqualified, but just everything. Like, it's just a fun show, in my opinion.
Yeah. I had a bit of a hard time with the first couple few episodes with the whole black and white laugh tracks and stuff, but I knew it was leading to something, so I stuck with it, but it is really cool. Yeah.
I thought those first few episodes were great. Like, I really enjoyed them.
Yeah.
But I also watched them sort of after everybody had seen them already and was like, well, there's not a whole lot going on in these. So I knew there wasn't, you know, some super big exciting things. And yeah, just sitting on the couch on a Saturday and watching them. And I thought they were hilarious. And then they just got better and better and better.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was a slow burn for sure. But I feel like each episode was what, like 32 minutes, 36 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you put that in context, like in terms of an entire 1 hour series like Snowpiercer or something like this, it really wasn't that bad that things didn't kick off until halfway through the third episode. You know, it's not too bad. I heard rumors that the last three episodes are going to be an hour long.
Yeah, I saw that too.
So that should be interesting. See what develops there.
Yeah.
See what more interest is there.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, it was weird that they used the actor from the Marvel Universe to play Quicksilver.
I think that's awesome. Or,
no, the other way Quicksilver. Around. Yeah, I think it was the other way around, right? Anyways.
It's from the X-Men one, yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see for sure how that all boils down and how that all works out and stuff. Because is it actually Quicksilver? Is it just a manifestation? Like, it seems like she doesn't control him.
No, he seems to know what's going on.
You know? So is that her id and ego and all that stuff? Her little devil on her shoulder talking? It's actually her voice that's projecting this and she just doesn't realize it? Is it actually Mephisto? Is it...
Mm-hmm. Or you know, did she pull him from another reality?
Yeah.
I.e. the X-Men reality?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, here's the question, though. If this is a trick or Mephisto or her id, are you going to be disappointed that Evan Peters Quicksilver is no longer in the MCU?
Is that the fellow that... Okay.
Yes.
You're going to have to help me out with the rules of radio. Wasn't allowed to use the S word. In the context of the character Kick... are you allowed to say it if that's the name of a movie?
Kick-Ass? Yeah.
Kick-Butt.
I didn't say it. Chris said it.
Yes, I did.
CRTC. His name is Chris Gilpin. He lives at 126 Cherry Hill.
Fake Lane. Street.
Yeah.
123 Main Street. So
that was a good reference, though.
That was a good reference. So is that who you're talking about? Is that character?
I've never seen Kick-Ass.
Okay. Help me out here because I don't remember names at all. You're talking about the guy who played him in the Avengers movie?
No.
No, X-Men. Okay.
Yeah, well, the guy that's now currently in the WandaVision show is Quicksilver.
I like Peter him
Pietro. Yes, but will you be upset if this is all like a figment of her imagination and he's gone?
If they bring him back when they boot up the X-Men movies at the Marvel, no, I'm fine. If this particular version of him is not him, but I would be a little bit not depressed, but you know, a little bit. Oh, that's too bad that he didn't come back. Like they're talking
like
about,
if this is all we see.
Yeah. Because like out of the two of them, the fellow who played Kick-Butt, whatever his name is, his characterization, like that was just a throwaway character just there to, you know, to establish Scarlet Witch. Now, granted, he didn't get a lot of screen time. It was just one movie. Scarlet Witch got so much more in the subsequent movies and her arc, you know, was developed and stuff. So maybe if that Pedro's. Oh, come on. I should be able to say a Slavic.
Quicksilver. Just say Quicksilver.
In Polish, it would be Piotr. But, yeah.
Put a ski on it.
Yes. Piotrowski. Hey, man, it's Fat Thursday. Be careful. I'm allowed to eat cream-filled donuts today instead of meat.
So, Dan, do you not know the Quicksilver Kick-Butt connection?
No.
The guy who played Quicksilver in Avengers also played Kick Butt in the Kick Butt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kick Butt 1 and 2.
His buddy in Kick-Ass plays Quicksilver in Kick Butt, plays Quicksilver in the X-Men universe.
Okay, that's
I
great.
Believe someone that's has amazing. Their hand up in the back.
Evan Peters, who is the X-Men Quicksilver, plays yes. Thomas from the first Kick Butt, who would be replaced with another actor down the road who would then play Butt Kicker in Kick Butt 2. So yeah. You almost had Kick Butt. No, yeah, Kick Butt and Butt,
and
Kicker,
Butt Kicker
playing the same character, but so close, but oh yeah.
Yeah, there's still a couple of instances like that, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wasn't Superman and Captain America both in the Scott Pilgrim movie?
Yep, Brandon Routh and
oh yeah, yeah,
Chris Evans.
And there's a couple of movies with Mark Ruffalo, Hawkeye, Jeremy Renner, and somebody else.
He but was anyways, in a Bourne movie and the Marvel movies, and that's all I know him
It would have been cool. It would have been cool.
The actress that plays Captain Marvel was in Scott Pilgrim as
Scott
well.
Scott Pilgrim yep. too, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So Scott Pilgrim's an Avengers movie.
Brie Larson go. Before
Brie Larson.
Yeah. That I didn't remember. Ali Walker's name.
Oh.
I don't know. What else exciting and interesting is going on besides the Spawn universe?
Oh,
the Spawniverse. The Omni Spawniverse.
The Todd needs to sell more toys universe.
Todd needs some monies. Todd needs some monies because nobody's buying baseball action figures and hockey action figures anymore. But Todd needs some money.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess it was announced that Tom McFarlane is making a Spawnverse. Where he's going to have a couple of it sounds like he's kind of going to do it a little Netflix Marvel style. It's going to be here's a sort of a launch issue that just kind of does the whole thing. And then there's going to be individual series, and then the individual series are going to come together into another series where it's like the world of Spawn or the Spawnettes. So he announced what, 4 titles? I can't remember. One of them's Gunslinger Spawn. I'm in.
No doubt, right?
I don't know who Gunslinger Spawn is. I don't follow Spawn. I don't read Spawn anymore. But Gunslinger Spawn, I'm in. I want Gunslinger
Need
Spawn.
Need Ellis to give us the lowdown.
He looks awesome. I mean, it's just like a cowboy Spawn. And I'm like, all right, let's do it. Doc Holliday, I'm your Huckleberry. Excuse me. And then there's the Scorched. That's the title. King Spawn. I don't know who King Spawn is.
Yeah, just another action figure.
And, yeah, speaking of action figures, I don't know. This King Spawn looks... We'll see how it... And then there's a Lady Spawn? Spawnette? I don't know. It's been a long time since I read Spawn. Spawn was one of the Image books that I did read on a regular basis till about, I don't know, issue 60-ish? 59? Somewhere around there? Mm-hmm. I don't know. No clue.
We need Ellis. He's the Spawn expert.
Yeah, he's the Spawn guy. We'll pocket the Spawn discussion until he comes back. Because
yeah,
I feel like when you guys were transformering, I felt very Adam Bishop-y, tired-y, Dr. Cooey.
Because
I just don't follow Transformers at all.
What? How can you not follow Transformers?
I'm too old. I didn't play with the toys. I didn't watch the cartoons. I didn't, nothing. I mean, my Transformers, everything I know from Transformers is from Micronauts Diacon and like the precursor to Transformers.
Well, everyone here loves Michael Bay Transformers.
And then, yeah, the Michael Bay movies. I was going to say the Megan Fox vehicles, the Megan Fox career vehicle. But
I wonder how long his movies would be if he filmed them in regular time.
Oh.
Not in slow motion.
I saw the first one in theaters, and I had no idea what was going on. I'm just like, it just looks like a car wreck, like just metal like crushing into itself. I'm like, I don't know what's happening.
There were a couple of scenes where it was like, I have no idea which robot is this. There's an arm here. There's a toe here. There's an arm over there. There's some kind of a bandolier / tractor trailer tread here, and I'm like, I don't know who this.
Yeah.
They were fun.
The Bumblebee movie, I liked it, I think, most of all. Because
it was good.
they started out on Cybertron, and he actually recognized them in vehicles and transformations, and it looked better to me. It looked better.
Yeah, they have the two. I'm with you on that.
They have the two triple changers fighting them. That was pretty
good. Yeah, I'm with you there. That was a really good movie. I have actually listed in when I've sorted my movies on my Plex server. I called it like Transformer 1, Transformer 2, or 3, just so that they show up in order instead of, you know, Transformer Fallen, whatever, and Transformer Revenge. And so they all show up in order. Yeah, Bumblebee's in order. I labeled that as Transformer 6 or Transformer 400.
Even though it's Transformer 0.
Yeah, exactly.
Prequel.
It's in there. It's in there. It was good. Oh, yeah, it was a prequel. I guess I should call it Transformer 0.
Yeah.
So it shows up at the front. Yep. Oh, well. So other than that, I don't know, anything else cool coming out? Like is some guy who I can't spell correctly releasing a Canadian superhero team at Image Comics?
Mm-hmm. Aaron Larson.
I don't know if anyone saw that.
Who was the Captain Canuck looking guy with him?
That's his official name is Moore, Moar Leafs, Leafs. That's how you spell the plural of leaves. It's Leafs in Toronto. It's the Leafs.
His name is Moore Leafs?
Moore Leafs. Oh, sorry. Captain Moore Leafs. I have no idea.
I looked at him. He's like, he looks like every other Canadian superhero I've ever seen.
Well, we have shits and giggles with A'Shea Han about this because he thinks that if he sees yet another Canadian superhero with a maple leaf on it, he's going to just implode. His brain's just going to go. Now, Captain Canuck, original, you get points for originality. He needs his leaf. Gotcha. No problem. Yeah. Guardian Vindicator. Okay, fine. Marvel can have their Captain Canuck ripoff character, and they can put a maple leaf on him. That's pretty much all the leaves we need. We don't need too many more leaves.
Is it Red Guardian is the other one?
There's Vindicator / Guardian. He changed it, his wife took. But it just seems like everybody is coming out with a character, and it's got to have him. The Red Ensign. Dan, help me out. Who did Red Ensign?
Red Ensign? That was Scott?
Scott, yes. Scott.
Scott. Yeah.
We know this. We know this, but we're brain farting because we're old.
Scott yeah. Canada.
But Red Ensign is a perfect example of a really cool Canadian character because, you know, it's very stereotypically Canadian, but it's not all covered in maple leaf. Almost like the Canadian Sentinel. There's another excellent, amazing Canadian character.
Scott Chandler.
Yes, yeah. Scott Chandler.
And while you were talking about maple leaves, I was like, you know what? I should do a throwback strip that just has him like in the 60s dressed in a big maple leaf costume for fun just to piss A'Shea off.
Yeah, standing there at parliamentary headquarters going, are you guys serious about this? Are you serious about this? Like how many characters in America do you want with the stars and stripes? It gets
all of them
much. Yeah, it gets to be a bit much, although War Machine in the red, white, and blue with the star, that looked pretty cool. That looked cool. But yes, Savage Dragon. For those people that don't know, Eric Larson's Savage Dragon is actually taking place in Canada for the last little. Savage Dragon's son is the new Savage Dragon and moved the family to Canada. And issue 259 is the first full appearance in cameo by advertising in a thing of North Force. The Canadian superhero team from Image Comics. So we got all excited and pre-ordered both covers. And the next month, instead of doing a second print of Savage Dragon 259, he's changing the cover altogether. And it's going to be North Force number a third cover. It's going to be pretty cool.
Are you going to get all three?
Damn straight. Darn tootin' there, Skippy. Darn tootin' there, Skippy. And then I'll give it to him. I'm like, Eric, could you sign this? And with a post-it note saying M-A-R-T-I-N on it. So he knows how to spell my name because he'll probably like Marvin, Marlin.
Post-it with all the ways that you spelled it. You can pick any of these.
I deserve it. I deserved it. Yes, very good. Oh, man, I still can't believe I did that. Anybody who doesn't know, I wrote an article about Savage Dragon showing up in Canada and all that stuff. And I managed to misspell Eric Larson's name repeatedly in as many possible ways as you could possibly do it in the art. Eric E-R-I-K, Eric E-R-I-C, Larson, Lawson, Lusarn. It was just rude. There was no spell checker to see.
Yeah, and he remembers your name. Your name.
He does. I bumped into him. I can't remember at which fan expo or something like that. Just like, oh, my name's Martin. He goes, oh, Martin, you're the guy who can't spell my name. I'm like, yeah, that's me. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
Well, everybody, I think that's all we have for this week. Adam, how about your podcast? What's coming up on...
Today, as you are listening to this, earlier, Dan and I did a lot of talk about Shatterstar, my favorite X-Man-ish character. And last week, we had Jack Packert from Red Letter Media on to talk about Waterworld for over an hour. So go check that out. It was really good.
Go to heykidscomics.ca to back episodes of this. Maybe, possibly, at some point in time, After Show will show up on there, but I doubt it very much because, you know, we throw a lot of people under the bus when you guys aren't looking. And we'll see you again next week. Thank you, everybody.
You have been listening to the Hey Kids Comics Radio Show broadcast through the facilities of Trent Radio on 92.7 CFFF FM in Peterborough, Ontario, and available as a downloadable podcast at www.heykidscomics.ca and at www.firstcomicsnews.com. Promotional consideration for the show was provided by no one. Are you kidding me? We couldn't get advertisers if we tried. Wardrobe for our hosts was provided by Joe Nerds in Whitby, Ontario. They don't know that fact, but that is where we get 90% of our clothes from. No animals were harmed in the making of this radio show. Marty tried, but allergies won't let him get too close to Sam's cats. The views and opinions expressed by Sam are solely his own and do not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the rest of the hosts, as we all like The Walking Dead TV show. The Hey Kids Comics Radio Show is a Quinn Martin production and copyright Hey Kids Comico. Rebroadcasting in part or in whole of this show is forbidden, but really, who would want to anyway?
Level check for Eugene Levy CFFF promo, take 3.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Good level?
Yep.
Bobby Bittman here. I always listen to Trent Radio 92.7. I love this guy. I really do.
Can you do one more of those?
Sure. What was wrong with that one?
Nothing. The level was a little high.
Okay. Hi, this is Bobby Bittman. When I'm in the Kawarthas, I listen to Trent Radio 92.7 FM.